The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you've been listening to Tony Curry Radio, like 100,000 folks have with the app, we greatly appreciate you always in the top 10% of podcasts from coast to coast. We're very, very proud of that because we have great content and great shows, including, of course, Mission Minded with Michael Coleman, CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. And, of course, our next show, which is Bite by Bite, which is more specific to the Heart of Alabama Food Bank and Feeding America. There's a lot of things that the people can do to help programs, and particularly since there's been a lot of cutbacks and everything else. And I know there's this thing called legacy giving or planned giving. And yep. I'm assuming this is something that perhaps you could write into your will or something that down the road you can give, which is a beautiful thing because a lot of people don't realize that, hey, listen, if you're really a big fan of this particular type of thing, I know a lot of older folks do that as they get a little older. They're like, hey, listen, I've been giving to the ASBSEA for years or whatever it is. Sure. And I want to continue to do that through my name or through my foundation or through my life. That's certainly something good that you want to talk about today. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's really because people, it's just an interesting dynamic when people get ready and they start thinking about their affairs. It's typically not done real early. Most of the time you get our age, in the 50s, 60s, you want to start thinking about, okay, what happens if I don't wake up in the morning to my affairs? And used to be so many people used to just, oh, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to wish it into or speak it into actuality. But I think most of us want to be responsible and know that, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. So the question is, what do you want to do? And do you want to establish a legacy? Some people, if they die, and many people actually, they don't even have enough money to cover their own burial.
Yeah.
Okay. You see this a lot in poverty when people die. People who die in poverty, it typically becomes a burden on others in poverty to have to cut in the family to cover their debts or cover the burial. Middle class, though, and wealthy class people, typically death. In death, you're passing along assets, so you are continuing the wealth buildup. And, you know, there's the government sees that, and they want to make sure that if you leave over $1 million, there's a tax, you know, if you bequeath over $1 million. And then, you know, there's all sorts of laws about trust. And the reality is, though, there's a lot of people that I've talked to that are like, you know what, my family, my children make a good living. Or I've only got one child, and they already make good money. So I'm not going to leave them extra millions of dollars, or I'm not going to leave them $500,000. So what do I want to do with that? Or actually, sometimes there's people that don't have anybody to give it to, or, you know, maybe a nephew, cousin, something. So lots of times, what's really, I think, is a great idea is to be able to either create an endowment that continually supports nonprofits. It depends on how much disposable income, or designate something for a nonprofit. So let's just say your local animal shelter or your local food bank or whatever it is, you've supported them your whole life. A lot of people are like, and I see this more with widows or women who are growing older. Lots of times they feel like, hey, I need a lot. I want to make sure I have enough money if anything happens. They may have several $100,000 in the bank. I actually had this happen to me where I was getting $30 a month from this lady. And I could tell by her handwriting on the check, she was an older lady. Oh. I didn't think she, you know, had a pot to pee in. Well, when she died, we got $100,000 donation from her.
Wow.
So a lot of people are like, hey, I don't want to part with my money because I don't know what kind of health issues I'm going to have, what kind of medical costs I'm going to have. So I'm going to hold on to it. But after I die, do I want to give it to my kids who already may be doing very well in life, or do I want to provide strength? So that's what legacy giving is about, is And there's just a million different ways to do it. So if you're interested in that, I would consult. You can create a will, and in your will designate, hey, whatever, I don't know how much money I'm going to have, but 10% of my estate goes to this work, this nonprofit. And so whoever is your executor, when it's all put together and they calculate the total worth, it's probated. Okay. 10% is this much. They write the check to the nonprofit to fulfill the will. Some people say, well, I don't have a lot, but I still want to make an impact. So some people will even take out a life insurance policy and say for $100,000 and say, you know what? I can afford this policy every month. Mm-hmm. I don't have an extra $100,000 maybe in the state to give them, but I want to make a lasting impact. So they think about it like that. Hey, after I'm gone, the nonprofit is awarded that policy. And it really, from a nonprofit side, I will tell you, it makes a huge difference. About once a year, we get a check in or get notified from an attorney that somebody has passed away and they have left something in their will for us. And we've gotten as much as $250,000, and we've gotten, it could be $5,000.
Sure.
But it's always makes a difference, because that's money that you're not expecting. It's not, you haven't budgeted. It just comes in, and it can really help you overcome some real challenges. And so I just like encouraging people, when you think about it, don't always just think about giving to your family. Maybe that's not the best way you want to use your money, but look out to a work that you're passionate about, that you care about. It's not going to happen on its own. You're going to have to leave some sort of legal process for that to get that. But you really can make a substantial difference in a nonprofit's existence and in their mission if you just do a little bit of planning. And again, those are just two ways that I gave you. There's many more to plan on continuing to make a difference, continuing to expand your legacy even after you've passed on from this earth.
You can't take it with you when you go, my friend.
That's right.
You can't. So give it to the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. Just do the right thing.
We will take it and do good things with it.
I'm sure you will. Yeah. Have a great weekend, my friend. Appreciate you.
You as well, man.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.